AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iran's foreign minister meeting yet again in Vienna in an effort to find common ground on the disagreements that continue to stymie a deal on Iran's nuclear program. The latest deadline is Monday, the fourth in this current round of talks that was to have ended with a deal at the end of last month. At least one person is dead in an explosion that has heavily damaged the Italian consulate in Cairo. AP's Ashraf Khalil reports from Egypt's capital.
The building itself is heavily damaged. The intersection where this took place is one of the busiest parts of Cairo. It wouldn't have been that crowded at 6 o'clock in the morning, but even at that time, there would have been a lot of pedestrians and cars and minibuses going around.
The Italian embassy says no one was inside the building, which was closed at the time. Hershey says a data breach might affect recent visitors to its Pennsylvania hotels, amusement park, and other venues. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Hershey says a data breach may have exposed the financial information of its visitors. The company says it appears that someone installed a copying program into the card payment system, which means that credit and debit card data, including names and account numbers, may have been compromised. The breach occurred between February 14th and June 2nd.
The company says it didn't find evidence that information was removed from its system, but some guests have reported unauthorized charges on the cards they used in its properties. Later this morning, Serena Williams plays for her sixth title at Wimbledon. The 33-year-old takes on 21-year-old Garbiñe Muguruza, who beat Williams in straight sets in last year's French Open.
I lost her last year, I believe, and it was an eye-opening loss for me. Some losses you're angry about and some losses you learn from, and that, I think, loss I learned the most from in a long time.
A win at the All England Club will keep Williams on track for a Grand Slam. This is AP Radio News. Another airline name soon goes by the wayside.
U.S. Airways will become history October the 17th. It merged with American Airlines in 2013, but it's been keeping its name during the phase-in period. Now officials say the very last flight under its name scheduled to leave San Francisco at about 10 o'clock in the evening and land in Philadelphia after 6 a.m. The U.S. Airways website will be turned off, and airport kiosks and signs will change to American Airlines. Customers booked on U.S. Airways flights after October the 17th will get a new flight number bearing American Airlines code. I'm Shirley Smith.
Tens of thousands of people are in Srebrenica, Bosnia, to mark the 20th anniversary of Europe's worst massacre since the Holocaust. Among those attending, former President Bill Clinton. Some 8,000 men, Muslim men and boys, were killed by Bosnian troops who overran a UN-protected enclave in July 1995. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.